This is Sean Kirker with Voices of Jacksonville, and I'm here with
Sarah Jackson.
Sarah Jackson of Jacksonville.
Exactly.
Perfect. We're still pretty well. And what building are we in right now?
We are in the Beaches Museum.
Okay.
And
so how long has the Beaches Museum been in existence?
Well, the Historical Society, Beaches Area Historical Society, was founded in 1978.
Okay.
And has operated through our history park over the years until we finally opened our museum building in 2006.
And how did you get involved, and why are you motivated to help preserve history?
Well, I've always loved history. I had that background growing up, and I just kind of fell into museums. I saw a local museum to volunteer for over the summer when I was home from school one year, and I came back.
Okay, so what are some of the highlights here in the building?
Well, some of the highlights, let me see.
So we're here at the photo wall. So what type of historical photos, you know, what are they kind of profiling, I guess, for the area? Like, for instance, this one with the roller coaster.
Yeah, so definitely the boardwalk at Jacksonville Beach was one of the most photographed places in our photo collection, for sure. Roller coaster was a big part of that for quite a while, until about 1950 when it was torn down. But a lot of people still remember that big wooden roller coaster, and then another roller coaster that came after that called the Wild Mouse. A lot of people remember that.
Okay. And then, I guess, what are some of the old historical things that Jacksonville is famous for in the beach area?
Buildings or
locations? Well, or just things that have kind of happened throughout the years that are known.
Well, let me see. We definitely have the boardwalk was a destination for visitors and locals alike. A lot happening out there. There were concerts, dance halls out there over the years, amusements. So that was a big part. We also had the first American Red Cross volunteer life-saving corps station out here. So this is station number one. That's the historic one.
Okay.
And let me see.
What about
also
some of the
racing over the years on the beachfront?
Racing on the beach?
Until it was banned in 1979.
Okay.
Or cars on the beach in 1979.
And then what about some of the iconic figures that have helped this area grow?
Well, there's Jean McCormick. She was our founder for the Historical Society. She's connected to the McCormick family, so that has a long history at the beaches for sure. There's also Virgil Dean, who was also a founding member of the Historical Society. He was probably one of the most prolific photographers out here, and he managed to capture a wide range of growth over the years at the beaches, from really kind of the 30s to about the 80s. Was his big body of work, but it shows a lot of change out here and covers a lot of the history out here.
Okay. So we're standing in front of the naval exhibit. What's kind of the history of, I guess, the base and why it was formed or anything that you might know?
Yeah, so they really kind of started coming in around 1939 and really started building up the base in 1940, established as a naval base in 1942.
Is it one of the bigger bases in, like, on the East Coast?
Definitely not. It's one of the few on the East Coast, definitely not the biggest.
Okay.
I would say. And definitely has grown quite a bit over the years. A lot of redredging over the years going on in the ship basin just to accommodate larger and larger ships. So there's definitely been a lot of change just in the last half century in that one area alone.
Okay. Good.
Oh, so these two chairs right here were actually previously located at the old Atlantic Beach Hotel, which was previously known as the Continental Hotel, which was a FEC, Florida East Coast Railway hotel. The company started by Henry Flagler down here. So it was kind of the northernmost hotel for a while.
Okay.
It was built in 1901 and changed hands in 1913. The original building burned down in 1919. And was rebuilt under the name of Atlantic Beach Hotel.
Okay. And behind us looks like a painting with a golf course of the hotel?
Yeah, exactly. So they had a small golf course kind of surrounding the hotel for a while.
Was the vase inside the hotel itself?
That was not from that hotel. That was from the Oceanic Hotel.
Okay. And we're looking here at a model of a ship that you said was used from the early 1900s?
Yeah, so this ship was known as the Meta, used by St. John's Bar pilots in the early 1900s to help visiting seafarers navigate the mouth of St. John's.
Okay.
And this model also has a connection to Atlantic Beach because it was located in the lobby of the Atlantic Beach Hotel for several years.
Got it. Okay. So there's a very large lifeguard chair here in the museum, and obviously it's a beach town. Is that the main significance, or is there anything more than the fact that it is a beach town with a lifeguard chair?
It is iconic. These chairs are very iconic to the area, the specific area, so they really stand out.
Okay, and are there still chairs like this all along the beach?
There are some chairs that still look like this, but I think they're kind of changing them up. I've seen some very different ones out there lately. So.
Maybe sturdier?
Yeah, probably. I think they have wheels on them, too. That might come in handy.
Okay. That's great.
On that sand.
We're standing in front of basically it looks like an old version for the Saturday Evening Post. You want to explain this?
Yeah, so on the cover of this edition from July 22nd, 1939, it's actually the Historical Society's founder, Gene McCormick, maiden name Hayden, who's actually the lady depicted on that cover.
Okay. And we're looking at a giant roulette wheel, if you will. Like I said, it has dice on it. And you said this was one of the games that was on the boardwalk?
Yeah, one of many games that you could have found at the boardwalk in around, well, you know, the 1940s, 1950s. Very popular.
Okay. And again, a little bit of history about the roller coaster.
Oh, so this roller coaster originally was built in the 1920s. You know, storms over the years kind of tore down quite a bit of it. They kept rebuilding it, and it finally was torn down for good in 1950. But
do you happen to know the name of the coaster?
I actually don't think it had a name.
It didn't have a name. Okay. All right.
The other one did, though. That was the mouse, the wild mouse.
The wild mouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotcha. So one of the relics here looks like a old beach
picnic
suitcase that has pretty much everything you could possibly need. When was this area originally developed?
So a lot of the early development really kind of started in the 1880s is when it really picked up, especially in Pablo Beach, well, originally known as Ruby Beach.
Okay.
In the 1880s. And then by the end of that decade was known as Pablo Beach, 1925 renamed to Jacksonville Beach.
Okay. And we have a very old canoe, it looks like, on the wall.
So this guy is about, if I'm remembering this correctly, about 600 years, give or take 70, by a carbon dating that was done in 91.
Wow.
So adding on that much time to that as well.
Yeah. So 600, so almost 700 years
mm-hmm.
old.
Yeah.
So this was found here in the area from old explorers?
It was actually found in the Keystone Heights area and was donated to the museum about 4 years ago.
Speculating who were the group of people that used this canoe?
That, we're still working on narrowing that down. Generally, it's been identified as Timaquan, but we're hoping to narrow
Timaquan
that down.
Indian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Timaquan. All right. You said Mineral City. What exactly does that?
Mineral City is actually referring to Ponte Vedra. So that was originally the name for Ponte Vedra. Two fellows by the name of Buckman and Pritchard came out here to mine minerals straight from the sand on the beachfront. And they had a whole mining operation out here, very aptly named town for a while. And that kind of pandered out over the 1920s. And by the early 1930s, it had been rebranded and renamed Ponte Vedra.
Got it. We're here in your local artist room. Is that what you?
Well, this is the room for temporary exhibits. So about every 3 to 4 months, we'll rotate between art and history exhibits. So right now it's art. It's local artist Jeff Lukey, and he's very local. He's a Fletcher graduate, so came right back around.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Sarah, just want to say thank you very much for giving us this tour, and you'll be able to hear this on voicesofjacksonville.com.
Oh, no.